comment. I had a great great experience here as a player, great experience as an assistant coach, and I've enjoyed my time back. So I'm really excited that we got it done. One of the main things, too, is it's really going to help recruiting, because on the recruiting circuit, there have been a lot of negative recruiting as to how long myself and our coaching staff was going to be here. Mm-hmm. So I think this really helps solidify that, and I know it's really eased, and we got a couple of commitments recently because people understood that I was going to be here, and the school is committed to keeping me here. So I just want to thank, you know, President Moraz and Vice President Les Cook and obviously Suzanne Sandregret for the opportunity to continue to be the head hockey coach here at Michigan Tech. So I'm extremely excited about that.
Well, congratulations. And, through the 2021 season, that seems like a long ways away. It really isn't that far away. But
it goes quick, Derek.
It does go quick.
But I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it just gives us some stability and really importantly out in the recruiting world, sends a strong message to our recruits.
Yeah, and I know that's the big thing. I remember Don Lucia, when he got his big extension, that was his comments too. It really helps solidify guys that you're trying to bring in.
Well, they know who the head coach is going to be, right? or hope the head coach is going to be in the staff when they come here. So I think that's very important.
All right, let's get to some of your questions here for Coach. And again, if you have a question, we might be able to get it on if you email it now, dj@themix93.com. We already talked about some of the rule changes, so that was one of the questions. Can you discuss some of the rule changes and how will the changes affect the game? We've already done that, but I will ask you this, Coach. When do you actually bring some of these rule changes and have a meeting with the team on them?
Well, we'll do it this week. If you show them too far out, they just sort of forget about it. So because of our games are coming up, we'll probably do it on Wednesday of this week and just talk about it a little bit. You don't want to scare them, but you just want to make them aware of it.
All right, and the next question for Coach. Does Mel plan on going with a two-goalie rotation to start the season?
I'm not sure yet. Our goaltenders have looked very good, but I'll rely on Joe Sean a little bit and get his opinion. Jamie has looked good. Jamie has played in games before. Jamie played at Lake Superior last year, so and I believe won the game there. So at this point, it looks like Jamie is probably going to be our starter, but we'll just take it really game by game and week by week at this point until someone really takes that position and establishes himself in the net.
Another question, and this is a great question. At this time of year, how many verbal offers does a team like Michigan Tech have out there for kids, just on average, I guess?
Well, if you look, most teams have quite a few. The way the recruiting is in college hockey, from freshman to sophomore seem to be recruiting. So I know Minnesota just got a young man the other day, sophomore in high school. Hasn't even played high school hockey in Minnesota yet. So so we have a number of them, I would say, in the range of 10, I want to say, for the future. And we're really excited about some of the young men, all of them, actually, that we verbaled. And what's going on now, it's usually for year A or B. So it might be for fall of 16 or fall of 17,
gotcha.
Depending how they progress and if they stay injury-free and all those things. So, we're excited about it. It's the recruiting process now. It's out there. At times, I wish it was a little different and we didn't commit kids until their senior year, but it is what it is, and that's the way things are in college hockey recruiting right now.
What percentage about, Coach, of commitments do you get from all the verbals?
Yeah. Well, I would say 100%.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think we've had one go back the other way, but I expect to get 100%, and I think most of those players expect to come here, too. So,
very good. This fan asked Coach, how much do you rely on your captains to run captain practices as far as is it important that they really integrate the new players into the systems that you guys are not allowed to be on the ice at certain times?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's just sort of shinny hockey, but it's important to have the captains there just to set the tone. So we call it open hockey. We don't really call it captain's practices. Most teams have what they call open hockey or captain's practice, where they just get together. It's optional. It's fairly informal, and they walk through some different things together. So, but no, having Blake and Tanner, who've been around, and obviously Alex Botanicliffe Watson, we have a great leadership group, so they've probably done a good job, I would say, so far when we're not there.
Can you go through our centermen, Coach? You talked about Tanner already and Blake, and there's still some up in the air as far as the other?
Well, Michael Neville plays center. He played center last year. Right. Dylan Stemmen will play center. Mason Blacklock can play center. Evan Anderson, a freshman, can play center. We've got a number of guys who can, but those will be the guys you see early in the year playing in the pivot position.
Okay. And going into this week, and I know we talked about the goaltenders already, another question asking about the goaltending situation. Do you expect more than one goaltender to maybe play this weekend, or there's just no way to tell right now?
Well, no way to tell. I mean, we haven't even named our starter, and let alone, but they've all looked good. So let's put it this way. I'm confident in whichever guy we put in the net at this point of the season. They've all looked good in practice. Like I said, you'd like a little more time on the ice with him, and I know Coach John's going to get a real good week. He had a little bit of recruiting last week, but he's going to get a good week with our goaltenders and really get a feel for them and what they can do. And he already has, but still, he's going to see how much they've advanced even from last week. So
the first home weekend is against Michigan. Of course, we'll have a lot of stuff on that as we get closer to that with Coach Red Berenson coming up with the Wolverines. We want to make sure everybody gets their tickets for that weekend. I haven't checked with the ticket office lately, but the last time I did check, the tickets were going really well for the individual games, and not only along with the season tickets that have...
they were, and obviously that's our first home series. It's going to be a heck of a series. I think you'll see some of the polls come out today, and I'd be surprised if Michigan was not a top five team in the country. I know I'm a voter, and I had them in my top five. I think they're going to be as good as any team up front in the nation. Their forwards, they've got a number of kids who have been drafted. Obviously, Dylan Larkin was a first-round draft pick this summer by the Red Wings. So our fans get the opportunity to see future NHL players almost every night when they come into that building. Some on our team, we hope, and obviously some on the other teams. And that Michigan team, you'll see a number of them. So you're not going to see a better series or better hockey, college hockey, than you will that night. And, just for example, Phoenix Copley played the first two NHL exhibition games for the Washington Capitals this past week. So he split the games and did extremely well. And I don't think he'll end up there. I think he just got moved down to the American Hockey League. But they were very impressed with him, and if you can only imagine, there's a kid who, was a good goaltender and got thrown in those NHL exhibition games. Actually, won a game, lost a game, only gave up one goal in two games. So good for Phoenix. And Brett Olson, played this week with the Florida Panthers,
which is awesome.
So you see it. And Juju Arcaro is playing with the Edmonton Oilers in exhibition games. Now I don't know if these guys will stick, but they're getting good looks, and those are the type of players that we want here, and we want kids who have that opportunity to go on and play in the NHL, and this summer we had nine guys go to NHL camp. So, and just like Michigan did, so that series, you're going to see some great players on the ice and as good a hockey as it gets.
I know you're watching, you brought up Jujar, I know you're watching from a distance, but how far away do you think he is from...
Jujar's probably a year or two. Yeah. It's nice. He sent me a nice text the other night, congratulating me on my contract extension and wishing us well for the year. And I talked to Phoenix on the phone, and he's excited how things are going. And Brett Olson stays in touch with us. But it's neat, and it's fun to have those players out there and doing well. But they're still very interested in what's going on at Michigan Tech.
And they're representing the Huskies.
Well, they are. And in a good way. I mean, they're good people. And like I said, I wish we could have kept Jujar and Phoenix. Can you imagine if they're on our team right now? But we'll get there. We'll get there, and it's an opportunity for somebody else. But we want to wish all our former players the best of luck. And Dan Sova signed with the Alaska Aces. So good for Dan,
I was trying to think if there sometimes we get a chance to see them when we're up there.
Yeah.
I don't think this year it's going to work out.
Yeah, well, he'll get an opportunity to start there. And Dennis Ricks, obviously, is playing over in England and getting his master's degree at the same time. So there's a lot of great opportunities, and I'm happy to report most of our former players are out there and doing well and giving it a kick at the can.
All right, Coach. Well, we're out of time, but it has been a lot of fun. There's still a million things I wanted to ask, but we never get to all of them. But what a great weekend of hockey we got coming up down at the Taft Label Arena.
No question. And like I said, we're excited. It'll be interesting to see where the coaches and media think we're going to finish this year. But I know we have high expectations for our team and our players do, and they're really excited to get on the bus and get over the Sioux and represent Michigan Tech and get after it.
All right, Coach, thank you very much. Huskies this weekend down at Taffy Able Arena at Lake State University. Our pregame at 6:30 on Saturday evening and at 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. This is the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.
Broadcasting from WKMJ-FM Hancock.